Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there had a wonderful, wonderful weekend and that you're off to a great start to the week. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome into Press Row for the first time Chase Briscoe, one of the top racers in NASCAR's Xfinity Series. Chase, thank you so much. I know this is a busy time with you having a race tomorrow night. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
We are doing great. I mean, all of us were kind of captivated to see what it would look like at Darlington Raceway yesterday. It had to look like something. What was kind of your take for the Cup Series race yesterday?
Yeah, I thought, you know, all things considered, it went really well. You know, I think everybody's still trying to figure out how to navigate, you know, how to even do all the screening and, you know, how it was going to look without fans. And I think that was the biggest takeaway for me is how empty the place looked. You know, you obviously know the fans are there, you know, leading up to the race. But once we're in the car, you know, you don't really know what's going on just because we're so focused on what we're doing. But you know, I think going back and watching Harvick's victory lane and celebration on the front stretch, just the fans is what makes the sport. It's definitely a shame that we can't have them there, but at least we were able to put on a show for, you know, the fans at home, and I'm looking forward to doing that tomorrow.
And Chase, like you mentioned, I mean, Kevin Harvick gets out and he says it's weird. You hop out and normally you hear cheering and you hear absolute silence. But when you're actually racing, how much do you pay attention to the crowd, if at any? Or when you're going lap after lap after lap, will you notice the fact that the stands are completely empty?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me at least anyways, when I'm in the car under caution and especially before we take the green flag, I normally just look up at the crowd and kind of acknowledge what's going on. And then obviously if you win, you know, you're doing your celebration, you're watching them go crazy. But during green, you know, we're so focused on the cars around us, it's not really necessarily what you're paying attention to. But I think, you know, peripheral vision wise, I'll probably notice it just because it's going to be so different than what we're used to. But, you know, the fans are honestly what makes, you know, that experience so fun, especially winning. And to do that without fans to celebrate in front of is definitely going to be different if we can win tomorrow night. But you know, at least we're still able, like I said earlier, to put on a show for the fans at home. There's so many people that are just missing sports right now in general. And for NASCAR to be able to fill that void, I think it's a great thing for NASCAR, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
Chase, a few days ago, we had Kerry Tharp, the president of Darlington Raceway. He and I go back a while because he was South Carolina's media relations director for a good bit. And he talked about how each NASCAR Cup Series team would have 16 member rosters, including the driver and the crew chief. Does the same go for tomorrow night? Is it 16 member rosters?
Yep, same thing, 16 member rosters. And it truthfully, it doesn't affect our series as much as the Cup Series just because they have a lot more moving pieces and parts and a lot more people working on the race car. But, you know, we're right at that 16-person limit. So we're actually not going to send one or two guys. But for the most part, for us, it'll be business as usual, just because we're having pretty much the same team we normally have. But for the Cup guys, I think it was definitely a big thing to try to navigate how you can get the most important guys there and on the roster, and obviously use them to the most of their capability.
And what do you hear? I don't know if you've had any feedback already from any of the Cup Series drivers, but what do you lose in a Cup Series race only having a roster of 16? Where does that affect you most, would you imagine?
Well, you know, when we're just showing up and racing, it's not as big of a deal. But, you know, when we're going through a practice, like a typical weekend, practice, qualifying, you know, making those changes, having the engineers there, you know, doing things during practice, that's where it's the biggest thing, rolling the car through tech. But, you know, with how the schedule is right now where we just show up and race, it's not as big of a deal not having the full amount of guys just because as long as you do your job right, you're just going to roll through tech one time and go out and grid the car. But if you get to where you're failing tech multiple times and have to work on the car, that's when it becomes definitely a difference, you know, having those people not there.
You're listening to Chase Briscoe, who right now is second in the Xfinity Series race right now. He's already got a win this year, a couple of top fives. You're listening to Chase here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Chase, do you thank your parents regularly for naming you Chase instead of like Larry or Fred? Because that's such a better race car driver name.
It's funny. They were you know, when I was first born, they were talking about maybe naming me Race, R-A-Y-C-E, and they ended up changing it at the last second and just going with Chase because they were worried if I didn't like racing, it probably wouldn't make any sense. Definitely, good that it's not, you know, Larry or something like that. It definitely fits the mold, but. Yeah, they were actually going to name me Race and ended up changing it at the last second.
It's going to be tough to be like the neighborhood accountant or State Farm guy and be Race Briscoe, State Farm agent.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you and I share something in common, and you're going to pay honor to him with your helmet I saw on social media. This side of Dale Earnhardt Sr., I've always said that Tony Stewart was the best I've ever seen behind the wheel of an automobile. How special is paying that tribute to a guy like you from Indiana and a guy that you've held in such high regard?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You know, for me just to be able to drive for the guy that's my hero growing up, for him to now be my boss is pretty humbling and just super cool for, you know, 7-year-old me to think now that I'm getting to drive for the guy that I always looked up to. And like you were saying, we're both from Indiana. We both grew up racing sprint cars. So for me, you know, Tony was the guy growing up, and I would wear my Home Depot, you know, suit and helmet, play my video games, and play with race cars on the floor. So, you know, for me to be able to honor Tony and do a throwback helmet, you know, the whole reason it all even came about was last year at the last race of the year, Tony saw one of my helmets and thought it was super cool and said that he wanted to have it. I wasn't going to give him that one, so I had in the back of my mind I wanted to do a helmet to tribute him, and so I'm going to run that helmet all year this year and then give it to him at the end of the year.
All right, kind of a big picture in where we are right now. When there was talks about coming back and doing, did you worry about your personal safety? Did you weigh that about entertaining the American people? What was kind of, I hate to be cliche and say the thought process, but what were kind of how you looked at this, both pro and con and the risks and rewards of racing during a pandemic?
Yeah, you know, I was just talking to one of the commentators the other day, and we were both talking about how, you know, in our sport, I feel like all the drivers would have went a month and a half ago just because our sport is so different from a side that, you know, we're in the race car. We're not physically touching each other. We have a helmet on. You know, it's impossible for us to even get within 6 feet of each other when we're inside the race car. So, you know, from a just getting in the race car and going standpoint, I think we would have been fine going, you know, over the whole pandemic. But, you know, you got to look on a larger scale and think about the crews and all that. And I think, you know, this is really the perfect time for us to be able to come back. Everything's kind of on the downhill slope, at least it sounds like. So for us to be able to be that first sport back and being able to do it in a timely manner, in a professional manner, you know, and going back to us being the only sport being able to do this, we're one of the few sports that's, you know, completely outdoors where we can easily social distance when we're at a facility like, for example, Daytona or even Darlington. There's so much room in the infield for us to be able to do that. So it just makes sense, I think.
Are you more eager or anxious for tomorrow night?
A little bit of both. You know, I think all the drivers are ready to get going, but I think we all have a little bit of anxiety about what's going to happen, you know, with no practice, no qualifying. You know, there's some drivers in our race anyways that have never even turned a lap at Darlington. So just trying to figure out how to navigate all that. You know, whenever you sit out for 2.5 months and we haven't been able to practice our craft, you know, guys are going to be rusty. So just trying to be on top of that and be ready for really the unthinkable.
You're listening to Chase Briscoe, who's currently second in the Xfinity Series points. You're listening to Chase here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Chase, like I mentioned, when we had Kerry Tharp, the Darlington Raceway president, he talked about some of the testing procedures they would have in place. Have you had to go through any of that yet?
I haven't done the one at the track, obviously, but at the race shop, I've had to go sit in the car just to make sure I fit. You know, we had to go through the temperature and all that. And then, even when we go on the simulator for Ford, we've had to go through all that. So I've got a pretty good understanding of how it's going to happen. I was actually on a call today with NASCAR, you know, just getting ready for tomorrow about what the procedure is going to be. And it sounds like as long as you do the questionnaires, everything in advance like they're having to do. I think they said the average around 30 seconds. So it's pretty quick in and out. As far as I know, you go through the first, you know, screening, and as long as your temperature and all the questions they ask you is, you know, approved, then you don't have to go through the second you know, wave of testing. So yeah, as far as I know, it's gonna be fairly quick as long as you did all the proper stuff in advance. And they've been having us stay pretty much at home They're also separating us from the crew when we get to the track tomorrow. So I'll get to the track around 6 hours before the race. I just have to stay on in case one of those guys get sick.
All right, Chase, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Darlington's obviously one of the iconic tracks in the sport. What is your favorite track on the circuit?
It goes within two of them, Iowa and Homestead.
Number of times you dressed up as Tony Stewart for Halloween as a kid?
One officially, but it was practically every day I was doing it.
Your favorite sports team, college or pro?
Indianapolis Colts.
All right, NASCAR made a lot of headlines with the iRacing stuff. What is your favorite video game?
I'm big on Call of Duty right now, but also iRacing is another one that I do a lot of.
What is your go-to movie?
Talladega Nights.
All right, excellent. Well done. That's a favorite around here. What are you binge watching right now?
Oh, I've ran out of stuff to do, honestly. I've been watching Ozark. I watched Waco. Obviously, Tiger King. Tiger King is probably my favorite, though.
Well, listen, Chase, thank you so much for taking the time. Great luck tomorrow night, and we just appreciate, on this eve before the return of Xfinity Series racing, we appreciate you joining us here in Chattanooga on Press Row.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All righty. Chase Briscoe, again, second in the points right now in the Xfinity Series racing, which will resume tomorrow at Darlington Raceway. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.